This is the Music History Today podcast for April 9th. On today's show, Soundgarden breaks up, Jeff Beck collapses, and Marian Anderson sings. First up, though, on this date in 1860, what was believed to be the oldest surviving recording of the human voice was made when someone sang the song Au Clair de la Lune to inventor Edward Leon Scott de Martinville's invention, the phonoautograph. In 1966, Jeff Beck, then with the band The Yardbirds, collapsed while performing in France. In 1969, King Crimson played live for the first time. In 1985, Frankie Goes to Hollywood started their European tour and stayed out of Great Britain, as they were in tax exile from there. Their exile lasted for the rest of the year. In 1990, an audience at Radio City Music Hall in New York City performed what turned out to be the world's largest bunny hop. Why? I couldn't even begin to tell you. In 1997, Soundgarden broke up, but they reunited again in 2010. In 1999, Faith Hill started her first headlining tour, and Bruce Springsteen started his first tour with his reunited E Street Band. In 2012, Jennifer Lopez divorced Mark Anthony. And in 2018, Lindsey Buckingham was let go by Fleetwood Mac. In classical music, in 1894, Anton Bruckner premiered his Fifth Symphony in B. In 1939, opera singing great Marian Anderson sang at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. in front of 75,000 people and millions more on the NBC radio network. We discuss more about this iconic performance on the Music History In-Depth podcast, which drops on Thursdays. In 1942, Alexander Gretchaninov's Fourth Symphony premiered, and in 1957, Howard Hanson premiered his piece Song of Democracy. In theater, in 1972, the musical Sugar opened on Broadway. In 1987, the musical Time premiered in London, England. And in 2012, The Lion King became the highest-grossing Broadway musical of all time. In award ceremonies that were held on April 9th, in 1962, the musical West Side Story won Best Picture and 9 other awards at the Academy Awards. Albums that were released on April 9th include in 1969 when Bob Dylan released Nashville Skyline, in 1970, Dr. John released Remedies, in 1974, Queen released Queen II, in 1976, Natalie Cole released Natalie and America released Hideaway. In 1978, Rainbow released Long Live Rock and Roll. In 1979, Squeeze released Cool for Cats. In 1982, Elton John released Jump Up. In 1984, REM released Reckoning. In 1991, Billy Squier released Creatures of Habit. In 1994, Roxette released Crash Boom Bang. In 1996, Chino XL released Here to Save You All. And the bluegrass duo Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings released Revival. In 2002, Roy Buchanan released Strange Kind of Feeling. Also on that same day, Bonnie Raitt released Silver Lining. And Neil Young, featuring Booker T and the MGs, released Are You Passionate? And in 2004, Motorhead released Hammered. Singles that were released on April 9th include in 1962 when the Miracles released I'll Try Something New and the Marvelettes released Playboy. In 1965, the Yardbirds released For Your Love. In 1973, Paul McCartney and Wings released My Love. In 1985, Bryan Adams released Heaven. In 1986, the Moody Blues released Your Wildest Dreams. And in 2014, Jack and Jack released Paradise Never Change. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History In-Depth podcast where we go more in-depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History In-Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 9th include rapper Lil Nas X, singer, actor, and civil rights activist Paul Robeson, singer Jhené Cortez, songwriter George David Weiss, rockabilly singer Carl Perkins, composer Florence Beatrice Price, session drummer Steve Gadd, Philip Wright of Paper Lace, Kevin Martin of Candlebox, Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance, singer and actor Jesse McCartney, singer Jackie Avancho, record producer Red One, singer Hal Ketchum, guitarist Albert Hammonds Jr., singer-songwriter Jasmine Sullivan, country music singer Margot Smith, singer Tito Gomez, record producer Brian Larson, singer Cornelio Vega Jr., rapper Blatty, rapper LD, country music singer Kay Adams, Rachel Stevens of S Club 7, rapper Cluso, Emil Stuccio of The Classics, producer Terry Knight, Dave Chino Ryan of Sha Na Na, and Peter Wood of Roger Waters' backup band. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 9th include composer Alfonso Marsh, who passed away in 1681 at the age of 54. Composer Ernestus Weinreich passed away in 1793 at the age of 62. Composer Felix Lopez passed away in 1821 at the age of 78. Composer Antoine Charles Glachant passed away in 1851 at the age of 80. Composer Ernst Richter passed away in 1879 at the age of 70. Composer Vicente Errasti passed away in 1916 at the age of 62. Composer Paul Vidal passed away in 1931 at the age of 67. Composer Siegfried Karg Ehlert passed away in 1933 at the age of 55. Composer Emilio Serrano y Ruiz passed away in 1939 at the age of 89. Composer Boleslaw Walek-Wolinski passed away in 1944 at the age of 59. Singer Willie Derby passed away in 1944 at the age of 58. Composer Conrad Notel passed away in 1947 at the age of 43. Composer and also professor at the University of Iowa from 1919 to 1954, Philip Clapp passed away in 1954 at the age of 65. Jazz trombonist Eddie Edwards passed away in 1963 at the age of 71. Composer Akio Yashiro passed away in 1976 at the age of 46. Folk singer Phil Oakes committed suicide in 1976 at the age of 35. Conductor Wilfred Pelletier passed away in 1982 at the age of 85. Singer Brooke Benton passed away from meningitis in 1988 at the age of 56. Singer Dave Prater of Sam and Dave passed away in a car accident in 1988 at the age of 50. Record producer Martin Hannett passed away in 1991 at the age of 42. Composer Louis Sandy passed away in 1996 at the age of 95. Cellist Tom Cora passed away in 1998 at the age of 44. Composer Robin Orr passed away in 2006 at the age of 96. Recording engineer Roger Nichols passed away from pancreatic cancer in 2011 at the age of 66. Composer Daniel Catan passed away in 2011 at the age of 62. Bassist Alan Henderson of the group Them passed away in 2017 at the age of 72. Guitarist Bob Wooten passed away in 2017 at the age of 75. Composer Dmitry Smirnov passed away from COVID-19 in 2020 at the age of 71. And rapper and actor DMX passed away from heart issues in 2021 at the age of 50. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 10th, when in 1970, Paul McCartney announced that he was leaving the Beatles.